Governor Ventura's Director of Communications, John Woodley, found himself in something of a lion's den at the University of St. Thomas Journalism Forum. Woodley faced a panel of four Capitol Press Corps reporters, a group with whom he admitted relations have been icy lately.
I think a lot about how we got where we are today, and I'm not sure why we're in this relationship. I wish to God that we were not. I can tell you that sincerely. I do not think it is a good situation for any of us.
At the same time, Woodley believes the people of Minnesota are not being cheated out of news on the governor. He said the citizens are still learning about Ventura's positions.
I think in spite of this environment that we have created, it is getting out. And that is, in a large part, a credit to the media that's covering him on a day-to-day basis. They find ways to make news. But also give Governor Ventura credit because he finds ways to get his message out in unconventional ways.
Woodley pointed to Ventura's book and other interviews. Many of those were given to national media outlets such as Newsweek, The New York Times, and ABC Television. This inequity between local and national media access troubles Capitol-based reporters the most.
There's a local media blackout.
WCCO's political reporter Pat Kessler was on the panel with Woodley.
Our last interview with the governor was on May 18th.
That's the last one-on-one interview that WCCO-TV had with the governor was on May 18th.
Absolutely fair.
During that time, I'll venture to bet that Patrick has had hundreds of opportunities to question the governor.
For which most of them he'll deny comment.
Woodley explained he helps the governor make decisions about what interviews to accept, but he wouldn't reveal the reasons that go into making those decisions. He said even he has limitations as the governor's press secretary.
If I can get an interview with a reporter, I'm going to take it. I don't care where they're from. If they have a, even if I go to the governor and say, you know, I get no, and I say, how about the New York Times? And he says, yes, I'm going to encourage it, absolutely.
As far as Woodley is concerned, it doesn't matter what outlet conducts an interview, as long as it has a Minnesota audience. So, a local newspaper doesn't carry more weight than the New York Times, which has a sizable Minnesota readership. In fact, the governor favors national outlets because he believes the local media, especially the editorial pages and newspapers, have treated him unfairly, and he questions their news judgment. Woodley said he spent the morning talking with the governor about granting greater access to local media.
We haven't achieved a relationship that is mutually beneficial at this time. I'm not giving up.
Several solutions on the table include access off the record and interviews with ground rules. Both things reporters and editors aren't likely to agree to. I'm Lynette Nyman, Minnesota Public Radio.